This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me, I have been his patient for more than 20 years, and he said, "This is really strange. You're an African-American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The main event, of course, the return of WBC and lineal world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury against Derek War Chisora. It's guaranteed to be fireworks. They've made a promise that they're going to stand and trade. And chief support, Daniel Dubois against Kevin Marino, a very intriguing heavyweight fight. And the guys that I've got up with me make up a very intriguing undercard. We've got a lot of good fighters. We've got some very interesting fights on the show. It's BT Sport Box Office on Saturday night. And just a reminder that the main event ring walk time is expected at 9 o'clock for Fury and Chisora. It's a little bit earlier than usual, but it's great news. Let's have a chat with some of the fighters up here. Let's start, of course, with Isaac Lowe. Isaac, great to see you. Last time out, it was Wembley Stadium. This time, it's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But you've had to sit on a loss for a few months. I bet you can't wait to get in there and put it right.
Yeah, last time I wasn't the way I wanted it to be. So it's been a hard few months, but looking forward to get back in there on Saturday night and get a good performance in, get back to winning ways, and then move on to 23 with big plans.
Well, you when we had a chat the other day, you talked about how you do want to see Nick Paul in the ring again. You do want a rematch. You want to avenge that loss from the Wembley Stadium show. We put out a tweet about that, and he replied, and he said, "No, Isaac, you really don't." What do you think about that?
Yeah, listen. If Nick Paul comes, it comes. I want the rematch. I want the referee done that night. It was a composite stoppage. Obviously, the opposite what happened here was through the ropes. And it's up to that. I impact training camp, things they went right, but listen, we're not either talking about Nick Paul. Really, for Saturday night, full focus is on Saturday night, so get the win there. And if the Nick Paul fight comes or the Jordan Gill fight comes, I want some big fights next year. I still believe I'm at championship level, I still believe I can compete with these lads, and the best of Isaac Lowe hasn't been yet, so we'll wait on to get this out of the way Saturday and we'll move on.
Well, the guy you've got in front of you on Saturday is called Sandeep Singh Batty. We've seen him a couple of times on BT Sport. He always comes to fight. Is that exactly what you need on Saturday?
Yeah, of course it is. Listen, doing a six-round fight, you always going to get criticised whenever you're fighting, especially for the level what I've been at. But it's most first and foremost getting in there, getting the cobwebs off, getting the W again, testing the AO. Obviously, it was a bad cut. I nearly had 20-odd stitches in it, so hopefully that's either all good now, getting there. And having someone who's going to come from shots at me and keeping me on guard, that's what I need, because I need to be switched on in this fight. I want to put a performance on to move on, end the year on a high, and then move into next year with some big fights ahead.
Finally, Isaac, what's the camp vibe been up in Morecambe? It looks for the world like you are going to be training Tyson Fury. I'm not sure that's happened. We've seen Sugar Hill up there. What's the camp vibe been like?
Yeah, we've been doing a bit, me and Tyson. Sugar been there assisting me a little bit with it, so technique's advice on board has been good. So I expect me to do a great time with Tyson Saturday, and he's doing a demolition job to Terence Cesaro. I'm not just a boxer, I'm a good trainer team.
Well, there you go, Isaac Lowe, boxer, trainer and speaker there, saying Tyson will do a demolition job. That's his prediction for Saturday. Let's go across the table to Isaac. We've just spoken to Isaac Lowe. Let's speak to Hosea Burton. Big opportunity for you on Saturday night. It's a huge stage. It's your second fight at Cruiserweight. Give us your sort of opening thoughts. How are you feeling heading into this one?
I'm feeling really good. Usually fight week, there's nothing more I would want to do is have a fight, because I used to have to make 12-7, and there's nothing worse than making so little of a weight. But now I feel like I'm in a fight. The first time in a long time I've actually felt like, yes, I can't wait for it. So hopefully I'll give a good performance and we'll see what I can do.
Well, look, you are a brilliant British light heavyweight champion. What can fans expect from this cruiserweight version of Hosea Burton?
Well, I think the old Jose Burton, not Jose Burton you've seen the last three or four fights, but the old Jose Burton, when I was the most avoided light heavyweight for a long time. I know I lost to Bully only one time, but I lost one round in a 12 round fight, and that set me back 5 years. So hopefully you see the Jose Burton, something like that.
Well, this will be your second fight, as I mentioned, at Cruiserweight. In that first fight, you were extended, I think it was a 4-round distance. Are you trying to get this guy out of there and make a bit of an impression on Saturday night?
I don't know much about the opponent, but I do know he's very durable. So if I stop him, I stop him. And if I beat him just 6 rounds out of 6, I'll have to do. But I will look for the knockout, because I used to be known as a bit of a puncher, and the last few fights, no one's really worried about me now, so we'll just see.
Okay, well, we look forward to that. And finally, Jose, I just want to ask you, there's a lot of momentum in your gym right now. I mean, Natasha Jonas seems to be winning a belt every week right now. Mark Heffron's got the British and Commonwealth. Is it your chance in 2023 to start bringing a bit of silverware yourself?
Well, I'd love to. Listen, our gym's flying at the moment. We've got Paul Butler, we've got Natasha Jonas, Mark Heffron. You know, we are a good stable. So hopefully I can bring a bit of the silverware back as well.
Best of luck to you on Saturday night. We look forward to your return, Hosea. Let's speak to a man, I guess. You're a man now. I said, you've got the tash. It's all happening. Super Sugar Boy Roy. Again, a Tyson Fury undercard in a stadium under those lights, just like last time. Give us your thoughts.
Well, first and foremost, I would like to thank Frank Warren and the team for putting me on these great shows and giving me the great time slots, and thank you very much for that. Now it's fabulous to be here and get on such a big stage again on such a big venue. I couldn't wish for anything more.
Well, how do you feel about this? Because you're very, very early in your career. You're like 3-0 now, right? And it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of people very early in your kind of embryonic stages. Are you enjoying that, or do you get a bit nervous? Like, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, I get a few nerves, like anyone would under this circumstances. Well, I'm only 18 and plus. I'm on the biggest platforms in boxing in the world right now, and I get excited, I get nervous, and I just can't wait to fight.
Look, your last performance at York Hall, we saw something from Sugar Boy Roy that we hadn't seen before. We see you knock someone out and do it pretty quickly in the first round. You getting a bit of answer, is that all happening, is it?
Yeah, I'm slowly developing into a man, and it was a good shot I catched him with, and I'm looking to do that on Saturday night and proceed with my winning record.
Well, it was a dazzling performance, I would say, when we saw him last time out. Is there more of the same Saturday night than Sugar Boy Roy?
For sure, 100%, hopefully.
Good luck to you, we look forward to it. Let's speak to another man who was also on the undercard for Fury versus White, Mr. Carol Itama. Really, same question that I just asked Royston Barney-Smith there, which is you're getting the opportunity for a huge exposure very early in your career with thousands of people in a big stadium. How are you finding it?
Yeah, like I said many times before, it's huge opportunity. Thank you to my manager, Francis Warren, at Queensbury for kind of opening these doors for me. Not many fighters get to be on a Tyson Fury card, and to be on two in 1 year in the space of a few months is a blessing, and it's something that I'm going to take with both my hands.
You said that last time out, you're not really sure you had the chance to take it in. It all just kind of happened very quickly. Are you going to make sure you do this time?
No, I wouldn't say I'm going to kind of take it all in that way, because at the end of the day, we're here to perform. We're here to perform a task. We're here to carry out tactics. And we can look back at it after, but this is strictly business, and I'm excited.
You always talk about your marginal gains with each fight, I guess with each session in the gym as well. You get better and better and better. This version of Carol Etonga that we're going to see on Saturday, fight number 9, what's he like?
I believe, once again, then we're looking for a mental gain. In the world, that's always moving forward. You need to keep going. You can't afford to stand still. And that's what me and my team did. We've been improving ourselves and working on power, working on skills, working on tactics. And that's what you're going to see, that little step forward.
Well, I've got to mention your brother, who's just become the World Youth Amateur Champion. You guys are so talented. You're both really about this life, aren't you?
Talent only takes you halfway. The other part of it is hard work, dedication, determination, and perseverance. As an amateur, I've kind of experienced a lot, and one thing that I've learned a lot is perseverance. So I'm blessed to be alongside my brother. It's not easy, it's hard. However, he makes things a little bit easier. You know, when the two of you are doing it together. So like I said, huge opportunity, and I can't wait to tell you.
Well, the man opposite you on Saturday night will be Vladimir Belutsky. He looks like he's going to come and fight. He took Jack Cullen the distance a couple of fights ago. What are you expecting on Saturday?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So I'm blessed and grateful to be here, looking forward to putting a great performance for the fans and everyone spectating and watching. Yeah, it's not long, two more sleeps, isn't it?
Two more sleeps indeed. Thank you, Carol. We will see you at the weigh-in tomorrow. Let's talk about our European Championship fight between the gentlemen here. Not Alex Krasik, you're not fighting, as far as I'm aware. He's not fighting, but his charge, Denis Berencik, is fighting, and Yvonne Mendy is the European champion defending his belt on Saturday. Let's speak first to Denis, and Alex Krasik will help us out with some translations. Denis, back in the UK, this is where you won your Olympic silver medal all those years ago. This place must bring back some happy memories for you.
Hello guys, да, это место моей былой славы, 10 лет прошло, и мне очень приятно быть тут и находиться здесь, на таком большом мероприятии.
And it's really great for me to be back here and to be in such a part of a huge event organized by Queensbury Promotions, which I'm really grateful for. So I feel myself really, really great and happy to be here.
We've seen in the UK, as professionals, we've seen Lomachenko come over here to fight, we've seen Usyk come over here to fight. We have not yet seen Berencik as a professional. What is he like?
Well,
fully...
He has the record of 17-0. He came to win the new belt, and you will see the real Ukrainian boxing in the ring on Saturday night.
And what does he think about Yvonne Mendy? And what does he think about that blue and gold belt over there?
First of all, he's a very experienced fighter. And he has a very good-looking belt.
I agree. Alex, I'm going to ask you a question here, because I saw an interview you did with Ivy Boxing, and you said that this man here, should he come through, should be pushing out towards a world title. It's about time. What do you think? Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're thinking. We started our cooperation with Queensbury Promotions regarding Berinchik to put him in a proper place where he became the medalist, the silver medalist, and to introduce him. He's not a young man, but he still has time to do some big things in boxing, and we need to introduce him to the best fans in the world, which are UK fans, and to let them know how good this man is, how brilliant is his character, and how impressive is his charisma. So this Saturday night you will enjoy the fight, you will enjoy the style, you will enjoy the real man attitude. And of course Berinchik is well known for his ring walks. He's been a prisoner, he's been Hulk, he's been Mario brother. Last time the paramedics brought him to the ring with broken bones on the legs and arms. So that's an amusing stuff, and the fans, I remember one time the fans were expecting him to walk into the ring, so they were preparing their phones to the path the fighters used to walk out, and suddenly he appears on the ceiling flying like a Superman, so that was absolutely unexpected and very amusing for the fans. And beside this entertainment, he gives a real tough fights for his opponents. He has the style like Loma has, like Usyk performs, big movements, cutting angles, and he has a heart which is bigger than his body.
It sounds like a hell of a fight, so we'll get a little fist bump there as well. They were nice words. Final thing from Dennis, I just want to ask, obviously a lot going on in Ukraine right now. What would it mean to Dennis Berinchik to take that belt back to his nation? What would it mean to him? What would it mean to his people?
Наразі будуть дивитися вся моя велика родина і наша Україна.
So this fight will be watched in Ukraine with a big my big family and the big family of Ukraine, the whole nation going to be watching it. That's why it's so important to inspire people for the whole country.
Fantastic. An important fight in the career of Dennis Berinchik. Thank you, Dennis. Let's speak to the champion, the EBU European champion, Yvonne Mendy. We have translator Lou at hand as ever. Yvonne, this is you've been to the UK before, and this is your second fight in a stadium in the UK when you boxed with Campbell in 2018 here. Give us your feelings. How are you feeling heading into this one?
Dans ce genre de réunions, vous savez, ça fait à peu près 15 ans que je suis dans les rangs professionnels, et boxer dans ce genre de réunions, sur carte de Fury, de Chisora, etc., de Dubois, c'est vraiment excitant, et quand on est boxeur depuis pas mal de temps, on attend que ça, on attend ce genre de réunions dans des grosses stades.
It's really an honor to be here. I've been a professional boxer for 15 years. When you're on the cards of the likes of Fury, Chisora, this is exactly what you want at this stage of your career as a boxer, and he's really looking forward to it.
And what do you think of this man, Dennis Berinchik, who has been looking at your belt.
Je pense que déjà j'ai énormément de respect pour Denis. Il a défendu les couleurs de son pays récemment. Là maintenant, il vient de défier, donc j'ai énormément de respect pour lui. Et voilà, j'ai hâte de lui prouver le guerrier que je suis aussi.
I have a lot of respect for him, respecting the colors of his nation. I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to fight him.
And what sort of fight are you expecting from Denis Baranchik? Will he be moving around, or will he come and try and fight you? What do you think?
Déjà tout d'abord, je ne pense pas à ce qu'il doit faire. Je pense plutôt à ce que je vais mettre en place. Le but, c'est d'imposer mon style, ma boxe, de la première à la dernière reprise.
I'm not thinking about what he's going to do. What matters is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to try and implement my style and make him fight my terms.
I saw a post on your Instagram which said that you were born to fight. Tell us how much this fight means to you at this point in your career, Yvonne.
Ce combat, ça montre ce que je fais depuis longtemps, c'est-à-dire boxer. Là, j'ai l'opportunité de boxer devant des milliers de personnes et j'ai envie que tout le monde puisse voir de quoi je suis capable.
This fight shows what I've been working on for so long, which is boxing. Fighting in front of tens of thousands of people, it's what I want, I'm going to show people.
And finally, give us your fight prediction for Saturday night, please.
J'ai une chance, c'est gagné tout simplement. Je ne me pose pas d'autres questions, je me vois. Voilà, j'ai qu'un plan, le plan c'est de gagner, peu importe la manière.
I don't really have a prediction because I've only got one plan, that's to win. And I'm going to show out Saturday night.
Well, there you go, every fighter up here plans to win on Saturday night. And the main event, of course, Tyson Fury against Derek Chisora. Brief walks are expected at 9 o'clock. We're going to hear from those guys very shortly at the final press conference. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you very soon.
Yeah.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Some people were made to follow the instructions. We were made to make our own. To always measure twice and never cut corners. Unless, of course, we've got a compound miter saw. Northern Tool and Equipment is a problem solver's paradise. There's nothing we can't find, fix, or figure out together. We're made for this. Start solving your projects today at northerntool.com.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18+, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.